Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Youngest son, check it. Dear Willie, tell them we are rising up from the ashes of oppression, brushing the dust of poverty off the wings of this phoenix. Glory awaits my arrival. Briefly contemplate my history, the misery of my people's plight, the lynchings on the late night, injustice, miseducation, racist views, sensationalized news about black-on-black crime, crime-riddled neighborhoods, crying babies, dying babies. What's wrong with this scenario? Here we go, millions more marching, rising, reaching for new beginnings. It's within me. Take my hand, let me pull you up this ladder, the stairway to heaven. Please believe me, we gon' make it. Back from all the bullshit, the bullwhip that once beat the back of blacks now gives me strength. And this is my declaration, I am rising, and the last thing I'll let you do is break me. Humbled by circumstance, meek has been the position of my placement. I hail from the basement of America, and somehow this has come home to hell. Help me change this, rise with me, build with me, holler if you're feeling me. Tell them we are rising, and there's nothing they can do about it. My mother's name is Nature, and she deems it necessary for us to come back home and kneel at the throne of our father. His nickname is God, my brothers call him Allah, Elohim, Yahweh, Jehoshaphat, Hosanna, Jehovah God, the Alpha and Omega. He walked the earth in a shell called Jesus, who placed Muhammad on the mountain and told the wind to come down and put the surge in the waters of Zimzim. But somehow things are going a little too far before Allah and Dunbar already told y'all we're coming. And now we're off and running, and I'm bringing a whole gang of positive people with me. Ghetto child, you're beautiful. Never think less or accept less or give anything less than your best at everything. Rise above life's pitfalls, all of y'all. Keep going, keep moving, keep striving, keep rising. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, run amok, let them stray. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Betty, son, we rising. What you thought we was gonna stay asleep? The force of the nature have awakened the spiritual beast. The lion and Judah roars, the falcon soars. We taking food for thought out the panther's jaws. For 400 years we've been integrated to a burning house. Now the Oval Office on fire. The poetic messengers throwing gas on the flame. Told y'all we gonna change the game. We rising. The church is recommitted to doing God's work. Open the doors to the jails, release the prisoner wars to the streets. Evacuate the class, the children are marching and dying. Hear that? Conscious shots are firing. No more lying, no more dying. You imperialistic devil got fat when my people starve. We want in. This is more than poetic music. I got a revolutionary heart and ain't scared to use it. By any means necessary, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. But please, God, use it as a sword to cut the head off the devil and his angels. King, it's time to atone. Take back your throne, your children at stake. Queen, clean up your home. From slave plantation, segregation of crack crippled a nation, and black on black crime is just dumb. And through all this, how can Jesus Christ still not come? But the streets is beating the drum from his belly, son. And I never lost a fight. My life, if I did, it was fixed. But they got to come through sight if you want to get the crisp. We true life lyricists. See, this ain't hip-hop, R&B, or poetry. This is word art, paint pictures from God. And it's easy as breathing when I'm blowing it. Last week just met, you already know where this is going. Say the children, say the streets. Black kids, follow me, drop signs. God in me, black light, poetry, black love. You know it's me. We got wings, we flying, we glow, we shining. Today, tomorrow, be rising.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Master Griot Radio and it's Industry Thursdays, just in case you didn't know what day it was. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams and I am your host in time, at this moment in time. And Master Griot Radio is a program of the National Black Business Trade Association Radio Live. Live. We're here on NBBTA Radio Live. That's where you are at this moment in time. Now, today, our special guest, scheduled to be Jay Rawlings, Jay Reezy of Broad Street Music Group, a Philly and Atlanta. He is a vocalist, a writer, and arranger. And we have been having a little trouble connecting. So I don't know if they're having phone issues and all. He called, but nothing. The line never hung up. It never went. It just stayed on, and no one actually spoke. So I don't know if there's an issue with our connections and everything. So what we're going to do here on Industry Thursdays, I want to give you a little background first, and we're going to play some fabulous spoken words. Now, Industry Thursdays for Mass DeGrio Project and for Mass DeGrio Radio, we're talking about the spoken word industry. That's the industry that we're talking about. Well, what is the spoken word industry? That's the question. It's a question, and a question that needs to be defined, and that is a problem and issue for us. Now, overall, when you look up spoken word industry, you're going to find audiobooks. Audiobooks, if you do a search, it's going to be a big part of spoken word is audiobooks. And it is a significant part of the industry. African-Americans or blacks' participation in the audiobook industry is extremely small. So part of the Mass DeGrio Project and purpose is going to be to increase black community share in the audiobook industry. And we are going to be going to first start working with Anthony from the Anthony Report. He has actually done the audiobook for the Miseducation of the Negro. And if you want to find that book, you just go to www.themiseducationofthenegro.com. And he is working right now on doing three more audiobooks on historical black books. So we are going to talk to him about getting into that area. That's another avenue for spoken word artists and actors, voiceover work, is audiobooks. That's another avenue for the spoken word. So just to, again, backtrack and make sure everyone is at the same starting point. Mass DeGrio Radio is a program of the Mass DeGrio Project. The Mass DeGrio Project is an innovative initiative that maximizes the growing popularity of spoken word, that harnesses the growing popularity of spoken word, and two, a marketing initiative that creates a viable industry for spoken word. So the goal of the Mass DeGrio Project is to create a viable industry for spoken word. We target, our target audience are youth and adults ages 12 to 55, and we use various different artists to represent the spoken word industry. Spoken word industry itself is extremely diverse. And it's also an altruistic mission because the goal is to use spoken word to create functional communities, African-American communities, and to create vertical paradigms within the African-American community. So I'm going to break this down for you. How can words help build community? Words. How powerful are words? Extremely. We speak things into existence. So the Spoken Word Project, our goal is to use words spoken to create mindsets that will build functional communities. We are raising a nation. Mass DeGrio Project, we believe that we're one nation within a nation. We're getting down this for our survival. A nation within a nation, nothing can stop us now. So we're about building functional communities,
you know, a nation within a nation, about aggregating blacks and African Americans and aggregating, coming together, leveraging our power to create vertical paradigms, moving from concept to consumption with ownership within the black community, giving us economic strength and allowing us to be competitive with the entire market, to be a competitive entity like every other culture and ethnic group that exists in the world. So that is the goal, you know. So in order to even get near that, we have to define an industry. We have to have a definable industry. So Industry Thursdays is just part of this initiative of the Master Grill Project. You know, the Master Grill Project is going to be your go-to entity for the spoken word industry and connecting it with the African-American community. We have a gift. Again, what is so important about all of this? It's art. Well, so what? Art artists. And? Okay, the and is artists are the keepers of our culture. They're the storytellers. We're all part of the being keepers of our cultures, but they tell the story. So whether the artist's spoken word is the written word, if it's on canvas, if it's in clay, that tells our story. The artist tells our cultural story, and every race and people, every time that has existed, we know, we learn from that time through the art. How many carvings and paintings are there on cave walls? How many artifacts? These are the things that let us know about those people and what happened and how we connect to them. Artists is such an important part of our community. So as a community, we need to come together and support our artists. And our artists need to actually really start saying things that are relevant. Everything doesn't have to be a social statement or commentary, but saying things that are not true or just saying things or things that are detrimental to our minds and psyche, you know, we no longer want to allow. Especially when we don't even have ownership of that, when someone not within our community is telling you what kind of stories you can tell, telling you if something's not gritty enough, if it's not street enough, and making you perpetrate fraud on your own people and hurt your own community, and you don't even own an art form. You're just delivering it. You don't own it. You give it away and someone else owns it. Someone else has the masters and the rights. So we want to speak on ownership and purposed, focused, strategic movement. So that's what this is about. So, again, we're here to define the industry. So we're going to kick it into the fun part. Now, our talk today is going to go on production. And we're going to continue this because I'm going to get Jay on the show. He was in Florida. He has been traveling. We spoke on Monday. He said, you know, I got to get on the show because we're supposed to be doing this for a while. I was like, okay, hey, we're going to do this Thursday. I'm going to kick off Industry Thursdays with you. And he called yesterday, but again, like I said, it was a disconnection, so I couldn't get clarity. But we're going to go on. So we're first going to just talk about this need for production, why even a conversation with production regarding spoken word. Well, spoken word artists want to be a star. They want to be stars just like every other artist. And it's hard because people take spoken word they think of spoken word, and everybody gets some type of image in their head. But for most people, it's only one image. It's only one image that's coming through. So we're going to just talk about that, and we're going to move a little on from that and how production fits in. And we're going to just take you on. We're going to play another piece here, and as we look at that, what that means. And so we're going to go here to... We're going to hear a little bareness of the spoken word. I just want you to hear some different things. We're going to talk about the production on them so we can hear different levels of production. So this is Tommy Bottoms.
In my life is a novel yet to be written. And since I can't turn a page, I burn a stage when I'm spitting. Ripping with God-given ability, with the agility of Walter Payton in his prime. See, I'm a bad poker hand. See, I'm one of a kind. And my man Sully, who liked to rock the Koofies, man, he hit it on the dime when he told me that revolution will always be considered a crime. So I have no choice but to run against the grain, because I am revolution. And that's no metaphor, no silly gimmick. I don't do poetry. I live it. I don't recite it. I spit it. And this game of life was a death match, so best believe I'm in it to win it. And I walk in the spirit of Malcolm X and Nat Turner. I'm a crook and a bookworm with a blunt and a burner. And I told Ted Turner there's a new mouth in the South, because when I cock back my tongue, it'll make your brains hang out. See, I didn't master this lyrical misogyny. See, I'm the difference between chaos and harmony. See, I'm a quiet ride that's too cold to hold, so don't even try it. See, I put your fat farm on a diet, because I'm raising the stakes of this game so high that Viacom can't even buy it. And speaking of the medium, really getting heated with all these black radio and television stations always acting like the community activists, but actually perpetuate the vague mentality that's pulling us backwards. Bastards booby-trapped the airways with buffoonery and blackface, and I bet they got a bad taste in their mouth from all that bullshit they be talking. And since I'm up here soapboxing, I might as well go ahead and say it. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People is an outdated organization. I mean, when was the last time somebody called you colored? Man, it's time to face the fact that we live in a drug and thug culture of X and crack and coke and smacking these young cats is fresh off the Similac and already know how to load a gat and flip a pack and become high school dropouts to hit the block because they street game is way tighter than a jump shot. And I'm sorry, but you can't fix no shit like that with a boycott. See, it's time to revolutionize the revolution, and playing politics is organized confusion, and you can't pick up a nine and just start shooting. You got to first pinpoint your target, because if you want to battle the beast, you got to be a marksman, because a sharp mind makes a sharp shooter. So with one single thought, you can devise a plot to take over the world with a gat and a laptop computer. Because, see, that's revolution, because the primary purpose of people in power is to make sure they maintain their power. So the powers that be will never provide the people with the proper path to power, because that would be a conflict of interest. And since knowledge is power, you got to be relentless in your pursuit of the truth with the vengeance of a condemned man trying to prove his innocence. That's revolution.
Woo! All right, that's revolution. It's tight, 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 Mr. Tommy, Mr. Tommy. We're going to listen to a few of these different things and, like, just the evaluation there. Tight, you know, Tommy's tight. He's grimy, he's gritty, he brings it. And he don't hold no punches. And he's just a genius in fact. You know, he's just like a thug genius, man. He's, like, there. Problem is, production-wise, it's not good enough quality. But what does that mean? When, understand, and this is for our artists, if you're submitting a demo and you're trying to get a record deal and you want people to listen to your work, most of those people in that position are very in tune with production. So my spoken word artists, I want you to start the music you listen to on the radio, people that are getting signed and getting recognition, start listening to the quality of the production. And that's what makes everything fit, whether it's the music. It's not the tune or the music, but it's the tone. You know, how clear is it? How precise is it? What is the mixture? I was speaking with someone that asked, you know, people sometimes, they ask you to review their work, but they don't really want you to review their work. Be mindful. If you're going to ask people to comment on your work, be ready for whatever the feedback is. You know, you either want feedback or you just want people to like it. Everybody may not like it. But I find a lot of work that I like. But, of course, a lot of young hip-hop artists don't ask me to review your work. And I'm listening to it and I'm being downgraded. I'm not going to be called a bitch, but so many times. I'm not going to be called... sit up there and hear you consistently listen to you downgrading a woman, and I'm a woman. I don't feel like I'm like that. I'm not a skank. I'm not no hoe. I don't want to be spoken to or treated a certain type of way, so I'm not going to continually listen to that and allow that to hit my psyche. And if I'm going to review your work and it's that negative, I'm going to let you know. Some people have a hook and a half. Their production is tight. Their delivery is so on point. And they are saying nothing but downgrading things. And I asked them, you know, the woman that you're talking about there, that could be your mom, your sister, your cousin. If that's what you're about, they feel this is what they need to get the deal, to get the record deal. And most of the time they feel this is what they need to be, you know, to make it. It's not. You define that. And if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. And every time you keep giving in to get something, you're going to, that's like you keep drawing that line in the sand and all, and next thing you're going to find yourself, you're going to be totally taken over by someone else. And so whatever you getting all and get and obtain in life, you'll never be happy because you totally sold your soul to get it. So, and in this day of the indie artist, there is power in this movement. The entire music industry is changing because of that. You know, rap sales are dropping. That's just the reality of it. So be mindful of your message, but don't ask me for feedback if you don't want honest feedback. I'm not going to put you down or anything. I'm going to give you, you know, supportive feedback so you can go back to the table and make something really work. Or just give you constructive feedback. But I am really mindful of the messages that we are putting out because life has imitated art. And you know, it's my grandchildren and my neighbor kids and cousins and all of those people, and we all have to deal with what's being said and, you know, the reaction and the community and world that's being created by those, following the art, and it's not a pretty place. So, you know, again, purpose positive entertainment is what we're about with the Master Grill Project. And as you see, it's not always pretty. It's just saying something, okay? You know, you can get gritty and grimy. You just have to say something of value. That's it. But Tommy's production's not tight. So we are working on totally taking Tommy in the studio. Now, he's working on a whole new pieces. But our goal, again, is to get him in the studio and even redo everything because he has some classics. Tommy Bottoms is HBO Deaf Poet, so check out Tommy, and you'll see him on HBO doing Basic Economics. That is a classic piece. But and what happens with the production in his is because it's not done well, there's a loss of clarity, a loss of fineness. And good production even accentuates what you're doing. So if Tommy did that raw the way he did it, you know, he was on his hustle and his grind. He had to get something out. He got it, and he got it done. And look how powerful that is. Can you imagine you take that power, put it behind quality production? You take Basic Economics that he does and put it with a nice mixed beat and award-winning producing quality? It's going to be just totally hot. It really does make the difference. Many people may not sing well. Their content stinks, but their production is so hot, they still get over. So, again, we're about industry, defining our industry. And one thing with the spoken word industry, it directly interfaces with the music industry. No ifs, ands, buts about it. We can't separate ourselves from the music industry only unless you're talking about the audiobook side. In the performance side, we directly interface with the music and entertainment industry. It is a form of entertainment, and it aligns with the music industry. So that is part of our guide. Now, we are going to define our industry for ourselves, but that is part of the guide lines of how and where you maneuver. And the one thing with the music industry is what does get through and what does make it and what should is quality production. So that is the goal of our spoken word artist, to get the quality of your production back up. And when I bring Jay on, he's going to talk about different options and ways and more affordable ways or different things you can do to be able to afford to go to a quality studio to get quality production. And what are the things to look for? What are the do's and what are the don'ts? You know, a lot of times people make promises and all. And we are going to review some more things because he has a sharper ear. He, by him also being a vocalist and all, one of my artists, great work, but he noticed, and I didn't even notice it afterwards, that they weren't quite in harmony. You know, the artists did the harmony themselves. They layered, you know, the voices layered in the studio, but they were a little bit off in their harmony. And he had the ear to hear it. So we do want to talk to these type of industry professionals because these are the people that are listening to your work when you submit it. So we can kind of say whatever and all we want to say, but if that's your goal, again, to be recognized, to be signed with a record label, right now we're being compared to the music industry. And some of it is rightfully so because spoken word is so diverse. It can be whatever music genre exists is the same type of genre as spoken word. It depends on your flow and your style and all, but I can find a spoken word artist that fits into every genre of music that exists. But what's even more special about spoken word, the word can stand on its own, just like Tommy just did. He delivered that bear. Even though the production still needed to be clearer and tighter there, and that's just doing some leveling, and it wasn't mastered. So mastering that piece could have definitely brought that out to better quality and clarity. But he's proof that it stands alone, all on its own. So we're going to listen to another example, then go to a commercial. Now, this was done at BMI Studios with Franz, an award-winning producer. This piece, I'm trying to find the name of it. Okay. This is done by Just Greg. It's called Tell Her She's the Queen. It's part of the compilation, Purpose Driven Words. And all you need to do is, how do I get Purpose Driven Words? Because it's the bomb. It has Tommy with Death's Revolution. Greg will tell her she's the queen, and we're going to play some more things and all. I know you need to have it. You got to have it. Because we did take this in the studio with Franz, and though it's a compilation, you know, he fixed up those things that weren't quite well, and some things we just created some new stuff, and we redid some things right there in the studio with the award-winning producer, Franz, and we put out a really nice package. So you have 9 artists, 20 tracks, only $12.99. It's Purpose-Driven Words, and to get it, just go to www.purposedrivenwords.com. So this is here, one more example, how the word can stand alone, because we want you to know how phenomenal the spoken word industry is. And so we can show you how the word can stand on its own with Just Greg's Tell Her She's a Queen.
She look unbelievable, downright unforgettable, just incredible. Ask her what's going on inside of her soul. Ask her what she wanna be when she grow up. She told me Beyonce, because she seemed to get the cash that way, by shaking her sash that way, the faster way. She just had a baby 2 months ago, and she wishes it could be so simple. Stretch marks of depression, mark of self-esteem. Once a beauty queen, relying on Maybelline. A well-oiled machine, she wears tight jeans and some see-through shirts to boost her self-esteem. Gain attention from wandering eyes, using her thighs to gain acceptance. Using her thighs to gain acceptance. Using her thick, beautiful black thighs to gain acceptance. Like it's cool to be addicted to erections. And not to mention she's no longer using protection. She is a falling star in the universe of low expectations. Wanting to be dead before the age of 18. Hoping death is the answer to all things and all the frustrations. She is an award miseducation. 200 years of Willie Lynch, a single parent home, a psychiatrist that prescribes Ritalin because the mother had a drug addiction. 200 years of self-hatred, throwing on weaves and makeup. She looked 40 in the face, the breasts, the waist. But she really 15, rocking contacts that's green. A see-through shirt and some tight jeans. Literally wearing a self-esteem on her sleeves. And she can't wait for Christmas Eve. So she can receive the fine things in life like a new trend in fashion. She ain't gotta open her mouth, her physical do the brag. And you know the way she walk and the way she talk and the way she get hawked by those guys who double park just to pump up her ego while she walking in passion. Pink, pumps. Come here. Cause she looks 5'11 in heels, but she really 5'7 for real. Selling nickel bags of weed for Uncle to pay for that cell phone bill. And the body like 30, but the mind is like 9. Soul is dirty, so becoming spiritual is darn near impossible. While the mother is in front of a corner store, acting like a well-known whore. Father's inside of a jail cell, rearranging his...
Okay.
Dion, I have imparted for you a witty and much needed gift, an invention. You shall go forth and you shall call it the lockdown. Now go, spread it amongst our people.
They say that people with dreadlock hair have no place in corporate America. They say if your hair is long, you're either immature or rebellious. I say there's a subtle beauty in restraint. We must learn to lock it down. To lock it down.
Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock it down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock it down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock it down.
The members of the Black Business Space online community have come together in a unified effort to build our brands, our businesses, and connect with you in a beneficial manner. So we're taking the show on the road. We're packing our bags, filling them with UNITY, unity, and through the BBS Value Tour, we're bringing the value of community to a city near you. First stop, New York, for the product launch of the Lockdown by inventor and BBS member DeShalimar, May 10, 2008, at the National Black Theater. Next stop, the 4th Annual Los Angeles Black Book Expo on June 14th. Family, friends, and business community, please join in. Commitment, honor, value, courtesy. Just a gentle reminder about the way to do business and to treat one another. For more information, visit us online at www.bbsvaluetour.com or call us toll-free 1-888-846-9811.
Okay, the Master Grill Project will be joining the Black Business Space Value Tour this Saturday, May 10th at the National Black Theater in Harlem. That's on 5th Avenue between 125th and 126th Street. Starts at 7 o'clock p.m. sharp. Dinner starts sharp. If you want to eat, you better get there. And Master Grill artist Quiet Rage Shyster with our special guest, Melvin C. McKnight. They will be performing Change. And that will be part of the performances with the Rocks the Lockdown Fashion Show. So you get to meet me there, the Master Grill Project. You get complimentary CDs going to be given out. They have raffles and drawings and all kind of good things. So we need you to come and be a part of it. And what's so special, if you're listening to the show today, check it out, check this out. You're up in New York, going to be in the area, give me a call or RSVP. Now, I have to hear from you by, I can give it about 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. But that's about it. But let me know, drop me a line, RSVP, with your name, email, and phone. I'll put you on a list, and you can receive a complimentary ticket. That's a $35 value, and the tickets are $45 at the door. So if you would like to come as our guest with the Master Grill Project, no problem. Just hit me up at 1-888-846-9811 or email news, N-E-W-S, at mastergriot.net. That's news at mastergriot.net. Send us your name, your email, phone, and the number of people attending. You have until 7 p.m. May 9th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to get the information to me, and you will receive a complimentary ticket for you and your guests, and no more than 2 guests per people. to attend the Rock the Lockdown product launch and fashion show at the National Black Theater in Harlem on 5th Avenue, that's 2031-33 5th Avenue, that's 5th Avenue between 125th and 126th Street in New York, New York. Okay, so we've got our announcements out the way, and we're talking production and spoken word and the industry and all of those good things. And we have some really exciting things coming along, people. And just talking about the industry, it's really important for spoken word guys, be a spoken word artist, even if you're not a master reel artist. It's so extremely important that you support the project. The Master Reel Project is a marketing initiative that is trying, that is working, not trying, because I don't try anything. I do it. And it's working to create an industry that's viable, to create as many opportunities for you to be able to live by your art. So we need your support as an artist, your support as a member of the community. We need you guys to get behind us and support it. Because when we gather together and leverage the power of the collective, see, this is what is going to give us a voice and allow us to make inroads and make ways that have never been made before. And these are roads and ways that you'll be able to travel. So we need to come together as a collective to make things happen. It's like the Master Reel Project. Hey, that's what we do. We connect with people. I mean, it's no point in sitting up here trying to be a lone wolf and doing everything by yourself. There is power in the collective. The collaborative is the way to do things these days. And it just works for our overall good. It's no, you know, for me to make, so if I make two or three spoken word stars, that does not make an industry. That doesn't feed my people, my community, and it doesn't leave a legacy for me. And that's what I'm about, okay? It has to be about me doing something that makes a significant difference, that is of value to the community, because I'm not the only one walking this earth. I see too many hungry kids, and I have a passion for the arts, and we do need to support our artists. And the spoken word industry interfaces with so many facets of the entertainment industry as well as other arts industries. So we have an opportunity to make a real difference. So just support us. How can you support? One, take the pledge. We got the Master Grill pledge. How do I take the pledge, Jack? What's up? Come on, tell me. All right, I'll tell you. Just go to www.mastergrill. Remember, Grill was spelled G-R-I-O-T. The T is just silent. So it's www.mastergrill.net/THE_pledge. Or just go to mastergrill.net. And just click on a pledge. That's the first way that says, hey, I'm committed. You know, we got your name on a list. We keep you informed. And, you know, just wherever you can do something, just do it. So if we're doing something, let people know. If you can help, if you can volunteer, you know, hey, what can I do? Can I be, you know, help? You're going to be in my city, this town, or, you know, just giving up information. And, you know, you may find, you know what, this is happening here. Is there any way we can do anything, make any inroads, you know? It's a we thing. It's not a me thing. It's not a different this thing. If we bring these artists that are part of Master Grill Project, if we get together and make them, bring them where we would want to be, then it guarantees your way. And the good part about it is you know the roadmap now. So you don't have to make the mistakes and all that everyone else has made. Because you help create that roadmap, you know the way to go. And along the way, you make your connections, you develop your network and all, but you can be so much more strategic by just being part of the movement. And that's just, you know, that's what community is. U-N-I-T-Y. Don't forget, community ends in unity. So just go to the Master Grill Project, take the pledge. And that's the first way to really get started, to get aboard. And then as opportunities and things come, we're going to be reaching out. One thing, partners we have, Radio, Vocalize Inc. Radio. They the bomb. They really the bomb. And we're coming out with something really special, special. So Vocalize Inc., because I don't play as much spoken word on my show. We're more talking about the industry. So this is a station that plays a lot of spoken word, does a lot of interviews. You can really get to know about spoken word. It's an opportunity for you artists. There's several shows that plays it. So several opportunities for you to really get your work out. So go to VocalizeInc.com and check out VI Radio. There should be a link on the Master Grill site. If not, there will be a link before Friday. Next, New World Order. I haven't talked to myself yet, but I mean, we always connect and emailing each other back and forth. But he has a wonderful movement with a lot of the same intent. You know, we each have our own special vision, but it all connects and it creates a whole. You know, we need to bring a really tight connectedness when we come out. And we come to the industry, and we need to show them what we have behind us. That's another reason why we need all the artists, all the fans and all, just to get behind so we can show, look, this is what we have. There is a love for the spoken word, and there's a support for the spoken word. So that's New Word Order, not New World, but New Word Order. And Max Parsimus, that's it. He's the man behind a New Word Order, and he has his new CD out and all. And Max also has a show here on Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to be connecting with Max Parsonis, Queen Sheba. She's just totally phenomenal all in herself. She's a dynamite woman, a dynamite artist. She's a dynamite intellectual. She's going to be coming out with a book, you know, her gift for words and delivering them on the page and off. She also does some singing. So, you know, so many of our artists are multi-talented, but they're still, what's so special about the spoken word artists is the love for community and the consciousness about our connectiveness and responsibility. I think the spoken word industry is the only entertainment industry I know where more than 80% of the artists' mission is about making the community better. Their art is about making a better community, and they give back. They start off there. Now, after they get rich and on, they go back and create a foundation. That's where they do. That's their grind, about making a difference. And so it's a special industry, and it's definitely worth supporting. So we're going to be closing out here. We've been talking about production. We saw two different examples of quality production and where the word can stand alone. Because you always think we need all this high production behind us. But we're going to close out with a couple tunes. A couple pieces that do have good productions. One is an artist. She's not a Master Grill artist, but I really like this piece that she has. It's a message to my girl. So since we're being conscious, this is HBO Deaf Poet Chanel Gabriel. And we're going to listen to her A Message to My Girls.
Put your hands together for Chanel.
It's called A Message to My Girls. Keep your heads up and your skirts down. Girls, it'll be seen, not heard, so I better not hear a sound. Close your legs, cross your ankles, shut your mouth when you chew. Do as I say and not as I do. And you will bloom into a woman. My mother implanted these seeds to assist me in blooming into a lady. But evidently, these same seeds have not been planted into today's soil. Like water mixing with oil, words choosing to blend into young minds. Signs of last days and times when young men shall be lovers of themselves and young women lovers of everything but themselves. Whether it be material wealth or baby fat belts. Whether it be coming and getting her groove on or putting some Prada shoes on. In no other name but the mighty name of fashion. Weak check CBT cards given in rations to chicks who spend their pay on the latest fashion update. They strive to gain the whole world, yet lose their young souls, because they never learned how cold that winter was, or how it pays to be more careful. And we've all heard tales that should have made them more fearful. Alas, I see thoughts from their youth, uncouth and chains loosed in the world. And I'm talking about these little girls, I want to call them young ladies. But to see them on the 2 train and the B80, I have to wonder. Does self-love stop when training bras come, or class and self-esteem leave when they begin to bleed? Slowly leaking the innocence they embodied, losing the love that they had in themselves. Don't they know too much BET is bad for your health? constantly watch a pornographic portrayal begin it. On and popping, booty dropping, former models now copping Bob's Video Vixen Award. Imagine getting an award for being a video whore. Like that's something you'd want to be. With little kids in teen parties acting like little Kim trainees. Realize the only difference between a dub and a lap dance is you do all the work and it's for free. Know every single song on MTV, but can't tell me the equivalent of 3 times 3. Can't read more than a Word Up magazine. Wonder why our kids score the lowest on the SATs. 10 p.m. on a school night and they still running the streets. Man's gonna be saying, ooh, pick me. Pimp me, please, because all I see is young girls and grown men's faces equivocating love with attention. And in my love equals physical affection. And this is an infection that's spreading faster than any disease. The way our preteens sell their chastity with ease. And Satan doesn't go blow for blow. He just goes straight for the throat. And he knows that our budding generation is our only hope. So while we promote premature growth and pro-choice pregnancies, possibly the prelude to premeditated aborted leaders with lasting legacies, we may simply end the spirit of us and our tomorrow may never be. So come together, my sisters and brothers. Know that you ought to be your daughter's first lovers. Teach them to forget the masses, to value their classes over how big their asses, to value self-respect over obtaining temporal objects, to be not conformed to this dis-short and pain-stricken world, but to be just what they are, young girls. And let the seeds be planted. Focus on growing what's internal. The external will bloom later, but the internal is the only thing that is eternal. And let no man, no man take their crown. Remind them to keep their heads up and their skirts down.
Down. Down.
Right, so.
That was.
Down.
Now we're going to move into the truth, and we're going to close out the show with the truth. This is by Quiet Rage featuring Whisper and Free. It's totally raw. Little hip-hop and rock going on, some live instruments, just to show you the diversity of what you get to put out. How limited are you? You're not. Only limited by your imagination and your creativity. Whatever box you wanted to put spoken word in, take it the hell out right now, okay? We're not in a box, all right? We're going to just show you how we can do this and how good the spoken word is. So we're going to close out here on Mass Degree O Radio on this Industry Thursday and thanking you for taking the time to listen in, to stopping by, and as always, we speak for you. Peace and love. Don't forget, hit me up for the complimentary tickets to the Rocks the Lockdown Fashion Show at the National Black Theater in Harlem this Saturday, May 10th. Be there 7 p.m. sharp, but you must call 1-888-846-9811 to RSVP by 7 p.m. May 9th. By 7 p.m. May 9th, please RSVP and we will put your name on the list. Give us your name, email, phone, and the number of people attending with you. As always, again, peace and love. Now, can you handle the truth?
Both filled with a bunch of bullshit to think they heavy hitters. Use the ball flyers if you need a better picture. Watch the bitches make masses in the street get richer. Cause cotton needs picking so bad. Forever consumer, let me rock the latest fad. Motherfucker, what y'all? Y'all still got that brand on that ass.
See, long is the pain that the truth reveals. Lies are the darkness that slowly kills. I bring the light with my lyrical flow. Shame the devil, yo. Let him know where his foes. See, I'm tired of having to talk about me and my brothers and our realities. But damn, I'm a poet, and that's exactly what the fuck I'm supposed to do. I'm thinking about the granny's lifestyle, and the badge of honor to brag about time that's been upstate. Creating this false image like it's damn good to go to prison and live with the rights of passage and the black manhood. Come home, hit the block, rims spinning, pretending to be more than you are. Self-esteem predicated on the resale value of your car. I guess the ghost of old European slave owners have pure laughter. Watching young black men brag about smoking their weed from Dutch masters.
Oh, yeah, the law. my lyrical flow. Slay the devil, don't let him know where he goes. The truth is emotions, I see the eyes that step back into the curve. They set up a people unseen and unheard. You don't know what the hell that's all about. Emotions are little paycheck to paycheck, aka niggas savings account. I love Philly, it's one of the most racist cities in all the states. Had a couple black men to think this shit here is great, but here's where the truth and lies are gonna meet. Each of his jobs named after Great Charlie's brother. Mother the key, you can't even get a street.
Long live the pain that truth reveals. Lies are the darkness that slowly kills. I bring the light with my lyrical flow. Shame the devil, yo, let him know where his foes. I spit the truth like old white men, relaxing at clan meetings, laughing at how blacks enslave ourselves. Put chains on our necks full of diamonds, collected from murdered Africans, bling-blinging our ignorance. And we think that a few black folks winning a few Oscars equals progression. But all we've done is gotten more comfortable with plantation living. My, how interesting that black ghettos are maintained by white property managers.
Long live the pain that the truth reveals. Lies are the darkness that slowly kills. I bring the light with my lyrical flow. Shame the devil, don't let him know we're his foes. Truth is the FBI is looking for me on the tip from the FCC. Cause the flow is just too unapologetic and gritty. Bush is a bitch that said that shit wouldn't have if he wasn't. Him and Blin Laden on play cause he's probably ass fucking dick sucking and loving. Two heads on the body of the Antichrist. By any means necessary, taking a black man's life. Risk one case for you to understand. We are post 9/11. Your black ass was a devil.
See, long live the pain that the truth reveals. Lies are the darkness that slowly kills. I bring the light with my lyrical flow. Shame the devil, yo, let him know where his foes. I didn't think I needed to retell the stories of black females and retell the whole world. I'm a poet and that's what I do. I gotta spit the truth prettier, not because I hate what this world is turning to. See, this is kind of like how your mom used to beat your ass and say it's hurting me more than it's hurting you. Because it's painful to walk down 22nd Street, North Philly, and she will be as the people I reverted to. My sisters buying $500 Prada sandals and shoes, but their rent is overdue. Guess they don't care as long as they look cute, being broke and stupid at the club in Manolo boots. I'd rather you be intelligent and well-versed person have on a wrong song, bling bling G-string by Fendi or Gucci wrapped around your coochie.
Yo.
Never, ever say goodbye to the light.